Mordecai, Ish Yehudi Rabbi Shushan Birishma Mordecai Ben Yor Ben Shimi Ben Kish Ish Yemini. So a lot of descriptions for his name. Rashi already tells on it. What's Ish Yehudi? Al Shigala Im Galus Yehuda, because really he's from Binyamin. He's not Ish Yehudi. He's Ish Binyamini. Binyamini. So. It doesn't mean he's Yehuda. He means that he landed up in Shushan because he came with the Yehudim. So he was a Binyamini. The Gemara, so the Goyim brings the Gemara in what's it called? The Essex, this Kasha. Amru, Karla Yehudi, the Karla Yemini. So the Gemara answers a strange answer that Karla Yehudi means Muchtar bini Musin. Rashi says it means you gave him a nice name. We gave him a nice name. What does that mean? Like the Gemara is just going to move on to Pliya Me'oid. Pliya Me'oid, well, like Kulam. So we didn't give you. There's nothing special about per se about Mordechai that he was called Yehudi. That was a kasha of the Gemara. The Gemara says, why are we giving him a title of Ish? You know, about this Yehudi, everyone's Yehudi, but most people are not called Ish Yehudi. So Nir Shekushya Samhu Min Ish, Kanal Ubeis Pa'amim. I mean, because the kasha of the Gemara was, it says Ish Yehudi, Ish, you mean? Why did it say Ish twice in the pasuk? That was the kasha. Kimashim Nikram Yehudim, I know, when Eretz Yisrael Nechlak Yehuda VeGolol, V'kim Shoyzen Shev Golol Golu BeBeis Sancheiriv Lo Nisharu Ela Shevet Yehuda. So really, the primary cross section of Klal Yisrael was from Yehuda. However. Meaning, the question is he an ish over the Yehudim or is he an ish over the Binyamin over Yemini? The Binyamin people were called Binyaminites when they still lived in Eretz Yisrael. Once they got to Golis and never got into a Cholent, there's no thing special about Yeminis. Everyone's called Yehudim. So are we calling him Ish because he used to be a Tsar over the Yeminim? Or we call him an Ish because now he's an Ish over the Yehudim? That was the Kasha of the Gemara. Well, Zemeshani Shemuchta Binyamus. He was a sire before, and he's a sire now. Interesting, but it's sandwiched in between. The first title called he's an Ish Yehudi, and the second title is called an Ish Yemini, and these are all in between. Now, how do you think he's going to teach Haya B'Shusha Nabira? The same, based on his whole thing that he said before, that he was in Shushan. Before the day, before Achashverosh got to Shushan. And he was in Shushan even before Achashverosh ever got to Shushan. That's the point over there. Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish. So he's a very important Gemara and a very important girl. Says the Gemara, Ben Yair. Sheheir Einei Yisrael B'tfilasai. So Yair means he brought light to the Jewish people through his tefillah. Ben Shimi Shama Kel Tfilasa. That Hashem listens to his tefillas. Ben Kish Shehikish Yidak Al Dasi Shemayim. But Gemara Azay is playing his Gava Ma'id. Why Halakamash Ma Darshu Kach Halakamash Shekasa of King Yechayin Ludish B'chol Echad Afilu Me'a Pamim. Like, how did the Gemara know to Darsh in this? What's the what? So Zedek the Gemara interesting. He says like this. There are four krichas in a person. What are they? Ri'ah, Shmiah, Dibor, and Reach. In English is also five senses, no touching. Well,
Yeah.
but the touching is much more physical. So going to counting that. It's a physical sense. But the four senses in a person are primarily Re'iyah, Shmiyah, Re'ach, and Dibur. Hagimel, who three of them are for Limud HaTorah. Which ones are used for Limud HaTorah? Shmiyah, Re'iyah, Dibur. Re'ach has no shaykhis to Limud HaTorah. Okay? So Re'iyah is to Tersha B'Ksav, Shmiyah is to Tersha Baal Peh, and Dibur is to teach others. Avo Re'ach, so what's Re'ach for? So Re'ach is for Tefillah. That's me off on that one, right? You want to it's that it what's the first what's the primary form of avodah? Ishei reach nichoyach Lashem, a carbon. A carbon is referred to as ishei reach nichoyach Lashem. There's a brachina of reach over there. In other words, reach is when it's the thing is there, and it goes to the person, right? So the
everything's like that.
no, because the Einayim,
Right.
right? But I mean, the way we're taught to sit is that the guy's there and I'm seeing him. But Reach, basically, Reach is a very, very delicate sense. It's a very delicate sense. You could lose your sense of Reach much quicker than you could lose any of the other senses.
Cool.
COVID, right? People lost their, you know, here people lost their hearing all of a sudden. You don't find people lost their sight or their talk ability to speak. Reach is a very delicate, right? Because so tefillah is ishei Reach nichoyach Hashem. It's a very delicate way of communication. When Mordechai hayah bechiras Reach. Mordechai was connected to the Indian of Reach, because where does the Gemara learn how Mordechai from? Mar Dror is one of the Keteris. Keteris is Reach. So the Bechina of Reach has to do with Mordechai. And the Bechina of Reach, we have to flesh this out more, but let's first bring all the proof to it. And the Bechina of Reach is the Bechina of Tefillah and Keteris, and that's why Keteris stops Magefa. The bechina of a carbon, which creates, is purely for reach. Now, all the other carbonas have a physical part, and it creates a reach. The cheftza of the keteris is all it does is make reach. It doesn't have anything else to it. Nothing really gets burnt up. All it does is it smokes up to be a reach. So it's the most sublime carbon, the least nitfas in gashmias. Right, reach is nitfas the least in the gashmias. So therefore, they therefore it's it the keteris is able to be a connection to Hashem that stops even the magefa. I mean, he doesn't add all that. I'm just saying. Lakach omru shaya kol b'chinas alalu b'tfila. Because Mordechai is the name. Which the Gemara darshins to mean Mar Dror, which is connected to Keteres. So right away we knew that it must be that the Koyach of Mordechai Be'ikar is in the Koyach of Tefillah. So now the Gemara wants to know, so what are the other three names that we're bringing? How do those connect to Tefillah? And on that it says, Yair, Sheher and Eishesol, that even he brought out a Koyach of Tefillah even in Re'iyah, Sheher and Shimi, Sheshoma Kal Tefillah, so he brought out a Bechina of Tefillah even in Shmiyah. And Kish, Shehikish, means he called out who had Dibor. Ve'ilo Dal Rechut, fine. Okay. Okay, incredible concept. In other words, Be'ikar, Mordechai is connected to the Koyach of Reach, which is Tefillah, but he was able to, with his Koyach of tefillah, to use all the other four senses, three senses, to bring them out in koyach of tefillah. Okay. Now there is an Inyan Adar al Derech Soir over here, which I'm not going to get into because I don't, because I don't know what he's talking about. But he says that these are also connected, the four letters Ish Yehudi without the Vav, Yud Hey Dalad Yud, and Ish Yemini, those are four letters Yud Mem Yud Nun, Mini. Okay, so that the Nun. Are also without the Yemini are also connected these four senses, but it doesn't masber. So but I'll leave that for right now. But so the koyach of reach is the most refined koyach, and that's the koyach that that's why of all the things that the Kohen Gadol brings, lifnai v'lifnim, on Yom Kippur, he brings the Keteres. He doesn't shech the carbon there. Because the Keteres is, again, it's the most refined, least Megusham dick carbon. And Memela, it's pure Reach. And Reach symbolizes this Koyach. Which is probably why the Neshama Yisera leaves through your nose, and that's why you need Bar Mitzvah some Motzei Shabbos, because it's the Koach of Reach, which is a very, very, very refined Koach, is there to counteract the Neshama leaving, and the Neshama Dafka leaves through the nose.
That's why we do so many times burning some emails about the
Right. Probably it's related to that Indian because you're bringing in much more neshama, an neshama dikah hashpa. If someone brings on neshama, some sort of neshama dikah hashpa over there, okay? You want to be mivarech that. So Chazal knew right away that must be that Mordechai's koach in the Megillah and Mordechai's ikur. Avoid that he stands for is tefillah. And this is where we're going to see many times over and over again the Inyan of tefillah in Purim, and the Inyan of tefillah is brought out very strongly because of this issue. Now, what does it say? Asher Heglo, Asher Haglo Mishlaim, Ima Goyla, Asher Haglo Sa, Im Yechonia Melech Yehuda, Asher Heglo, Nevuchadnezzar Melech. So it says that he was Nigla three times. Asher Haglo Mishlaim, he was Nigla from Mishlaim. With the goyla that went out, so why does it say in the pasuk? Why is it so repetitive? Dr. Gra, to show you how much Mordechai loved Eretz Yisrael, because he had to be kicked out three times. The first time he was kicked out, he got back. Every time he got kicked out, he went back until finally Nebuchadnezzar kicked out for the final time. So that's what the Goyin says. Says Asher Hagla got back. Imagol went back. Asher Hagla finally got kicked out. Okay.
So what were the three kicking outs? First two.
Why do you keep getting kicked out?
Because the go what do you mean? Because there was Yechaniah and they left some because when they saw some of the people had left prior. And there was different tekufas towards the end of the Bais Rishon when the different malachim were throwing out different groups of yidden outside until eventually everyone had to leave.
People left, including him.
Yeah, and then he came back. Okay. Fine. Okay. But we're gonna get into Esther now. He has a lot of Esther here. Next week went to Shkoyach.
So he was around at the time of the Nebuchadnezzar.